This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Thanksgiving night shooting at a mall in Alabama leaves two people injured and a gunman dead. This witness describes what she heard.
As soon as everybody started screaming, they was like, shut the doors, shut the doors. So they did shut the doors to the mall, off to the store we was in.
Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says it didn't take long for officers to respond to the River Chase Galleria in Hoover.
We had two individuals. We know one was 18 years old, got into a physical confrontation somewhere near foot action in the common area. Between foot action and JCPenney's, we know that there was at least one of those individuals exchanged gunfire.
An 18-year-old was taken to the hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but not seriously. The gunman was shot and killed by an officer as he tried to run from the scene. Hoover is located about 10 miles from Birmingham. Brookfield Properties owns a shopping center, and it closed the center for the rest of the evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
A Miami-Dade police officer is involved in a shooting for the second time this year. The officer responding to a domestic disturbance call and shot and wounded a 15-year-old boy Thursday. Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says he has more questions than answers.
Right now, that officer is being placed in administrative duties till further notice. And more than likely, within the next couple of days, he'll probably be relieved of duties unless something changes.
The teen in stable condition at last report. President Trump uses a Thanksgiving call with military members to weigh in on a range of political topics. While calling from his holiday getaway in Florida, the president continued his criticism of the courts that halted his order to stop illegal immigrants from applying for asylum.
We're doing very well on the southern border. We're very tough. We get a lot of bad court decisions from the Ninth Circuit, which has become a big thorn in our side. We always lose, and then you lose again and again, and then you hopefully win at the Supreme Court, which we've done. It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services when they tell you how to protect your border.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With more from the president's call to military members over the Thanksgiving holiday, here's USA Radio's Robin Wilimski.
I want to thank you all for serving today. We thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The holiday shopping season got a jump start last evening. Today it kicks into high gear with Black Friday deals, both in stores and online. Retailers expect this to be a good year. They are just ushering the official start of the holiday season with the usual expanded hours and fat discounts on big TVs and toys. They're offering new ways for shoppers to get deals online and in the store easier and faster in the age of instant gratification. That means everything from digital maps on apps to two-day free shipping without any minimum purchases. Still still Black Friday isn't what it used to be. It's morphed from a single day when people got up early to score doorbusters into a whole month of deals. Veterinarians are sounding a word of warning this day after Thanksgiving. Don't feed your pet leftovers. Even a small amount of turkey or turkey skin can cause problems in dogs and cats. They can't digest fatty foods like we can't, same as we can't eat deer droppings or mice. Chocolate can be harmful for pets, even though many dogs find it tempting and will sniff it out and eat it. Yeast dough can cause problems for pets as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour, just like that. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor. Michael, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for inviting me on.
Hey, always good to have you here. Michael, of course, as I mentioned, a former Trump campaign advisor. And I want to talk about, the challenges that President Trump has had to endure, whether it's at the border or other issues. Of course, we got on the other side of these midterm elections for the most part. A couple of seats still lingering out there after this incredible mess between Florida and Georgia and God only knows what other areas where the election process has been compromised, Michael.
It's right. You know, things went much worse than we thought they would in the House of Representatives. The Senate, however, ended up right about where we thought it would. Mm-hmm. Especially now that the recount over here in Florida, where I am today, no matter what they tried to do in Palm Beach, they kept, the incompetence ruled the day. And what really turned out down here, really interesting to see, is that the Democrat election supervisor in Palm Beach, Supervisor Snipes, actually caught Bill Nelson the Senate election because she designed a ballot that hid his candidacy, hid his box, and he actually got 26,000 fewer votes than Governor Gillum got. So the Democrats who tend to count Republicans out of the election actually cost themselves a United States Senate seat. But it's not going to be good in the House for the president. As you and I talked about before the election, I'm betting he'll be impeached by the House before the kids get out of school in spring.
This is, even though they've been warned and told not to go that way, because there's not, all you're doing this is for exercise and a waste of money. As if we haven't wasted enough money on this special counsel investigation. I mean, it's $18 million in counting here, Michael, and hopefully it's winding down. And, of course, the Democrats are going nuts over Matt Whitaker. I mean, they think that Matt is somehow going to cancel off the the Mueller investigation and, it's gone so far down the road. I don't think Whitaker would do anything with this thing. I mean, it would be just a bombshell if he was to do anything, but let it run its course, right?
I agree. And really, what people, I don't think, are understanding is that so much of what the Democrats are doing is driven by online fundraising. Mm-hmm. And Matt Whitaker, from their perspective, is raising them a lot of money in email fundraising. So they're out there screaming about it. And in order to raise money online, they have to talk about it politically as well and talk about it in Washington as well. Even though Whitaker would not cancel this Mueller investigation, he's unlikely to do anything to slow it down, let alone stop it. They're raising so much money off of screaming about him that that's really what's driving it. It's the fundraising.
I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because that really puts this in proper perspective. And, of course, this is not being said anywhere else. I've not heard anybody else bring this, but this is exactly what this is all about. The reason they're so fired up about it is they want to keep their base fired up so that their base will keep their wallet open and they'll keep giving the party more money, right?
It is, Bill, and I'll tell you, it's no coincidence that the Democrats outraised Republicans so much in the 2018 midterm elections. The reason why they did is because they know how to keep their base absolutely out of their mind and angry. Mm-hmm. And Whitaker is the new, he's the new impeachment, and soon it'll be impeachment again. It's all about the cash flow. And let me tell you something, even though I don't like these crazy issues taking the forefront just because it's about raising money hand over fist, they really did something this time around in the midterms. They outraised us, they outworked us, and that's why they're in charge in the House of Representatives.
And it's amazing to me, too. I asked a question here, and initially I thought, well, maybe I was being a little unfair about Paul Ryan. But I'm going, where's Paul Ryan in this? I know he's, got a foot outside the exit door. But still, I mean, this is his Congress. I mean, and supposedly his party. I didn't see him out there busting his hump like President Trump.
No, not at all. It's almost like, I know Paul well. He was actually an intern in Jack Kemp's office when I was head of Jack's writers group. I know him real well. Mm-hmm. Known him for a lot of years. I like him a lot. But he was phoning it in at the end because he had pretty much had it. He was over it. And he knew, I think, he knew better than we did how badly the Republicans were going to do in the House. That's why he announced that he was resigning. And he's nowhere to be found right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to put the effort in. I think he's, up in his head. He's already gone. Mm-hmm. And it's a lame duck Congress anyway.
Yeah, but it's
a lot of criticism.
Well, it's so unfortunate because, the timing, I mean, there were a lot of seats that were just thrown into the mix. You had Republicans saying, okay, I'm done. And, we know this happens in organizations when, you have a leader in there and he's got a vision and you go, hey, I can't get behind this vision anymore. Maybe it's time for me to retire and move on. But it's like, guys, could we have orchestrated this a little bit better to where not everybody went to the exit at the same time? I mean, was there some, could there have been some kind of scrutiny and say, okay, look at, you 12 guys, there's no question, you're so antithetical to President Trump. There's, there's no middle ground with you guys. Yeah, go. You need to get gone. But some of these others, were there any that we could have retained and said, look, we need you to stick around for another cycle here because we're just leaving ourselves way too vulnerable, even though the odds were against us. But I don't think that we really gave the party or this president a fair shot at it. I mean, in a way, it's almost like John McCain, deja vu, one more time, putting the his thumb down and saying, "Well, let's see if this president can really make America great again." Like so now everything's going to be on Donald Trump's shoulders, his and his alone.
You're right, Bill, and I think when it comes to telling folks, look, I know a dozen of you want to leave. We need you to stay for the good of the country, for the good of the president's agenda. That takes leadership.
Exactly.
Leadership, and he headed for the exit. And another thing, we lost a good dozen plus seats by 1-2%. We were within striking distance of many of these races in the House that we lost. And that also takes leadership. The problem we've had in the last election cycle is the problem we've had all along in the House of Representatives in recent years, and that was a lack of leadership. Mm-hmm. We need to retool our party. We need to retool the House of Representatives. Maybe it took a washout like this to get it done. I don't think the Republicans are in a terrible way right now, but we do have an opportunity to change things, and that starts with the leadership that we're going to elect to lead the minority status in the House right now.
Exactly. More from Michael Caputo on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here. Our conversation with Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor, continues. Michael, you were touching on something that I think is really important. You talked about leadership, but also with leadership, there must be followership, too. What happened with the Republicans is they really didn't get en masse like they should have behind the vision of Donald Trump. Look at the candidates who were successful in winning seats, you know, particularly in the Senate. It was because they were sold out. Governorship, look what happened in Florida, you know, with DeSantis. He was sold out on the Trump agenda. And, you know, I still, you know, with the numbers, even though it seemed, you know, closer than it probably should have been, this is all suspect. And we can get into this if you have time to talk about how this election was conducted. You know, you and I talked about this early on when Mueller was first selected for special counsel looking into Russian collusion. And I said then, if we're going to have an investigation, let's look at it more holistically and more thoroughly as a result of, you know, making sure that the election, I mean, because what the big argument was, we needed to protect the integrity of the process. And if we're only looking at this Russian collusion deal, which is like, I maintain, Don Quixote chasing windmills, we're missing, you know, bigger parts of this. This is like what happened in Broward County, what happened in Georgia, you know, votes coming out of nowhere. People who die Republican, that the Democrats find a way of raising them from the dead and turning them into Democrats. I mean, you know, all this stuff is happening right before us, and somehow we're supposed to have some confidence in the whole election process.
A lot of the complaints we heard from the Democratic candidate in Georgia and the complaints we heard about the election system here in Florida, in a lot of ways, I think that that's toxic talk. I mean, the election system itself, it's flawed. We have problems. We have a lot of fraud, but it's still the best election system in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've worked in elections around the globe. It's still the best in the entire world. The problem that Republicans are not, obviously we have fraud. Mm-hmm. I believe we need voter ID in more states. I believe that when you find a truckload of ballots, they need to be scrutinized heavily. But more than anything else, Bill, I really believe the Republicans blew it because we didn't put together a get-out-the-vote operation
right. Anywhere
near comparing to what the Democrats did. The weekend before the election, the Democrats were bringing in busload after busload of volunteer and paid canvassers to go door-to-door and to do phone banking. For example, union members from New Jersey and New York just converged on Pennsylvania. That's how they won in Pennsylvania. Republicans don't do that. It's perfectly legal to pay somebody to go door-to-door. There's nothing wrong with that. We raise money and we spend it on TV ads. You know why we do that? Because the big paid consultants, the Washington Brilliant Class, the inside the Beltway geniuses, they make more money off of advertising. They don't make money off of get out the vote operation. We need to be looking at it like Democrats. We need to be thinking like Democrats. We need to rent buses and fill them with people instead of putting up advertisements that say nothing. That's how the Democrats won. They outraised us when it came to fundraising. They outworked us when it came door to door. And that's why they won.
Well, and the thing is, we know that there are more Democrats registered than Republicans. So it really is, the onus is really on the backs of Republicans to be smarter. You know, the reason that we won the 2016 election, I say we, Donald Trump, was because he had the better message far and away. I mean, Hillary Clinton outspent him, what, 5-1? But, you know, and that's the age-old marketing issue. And I'm a marketing guy, Michael, and I've learned early on that in the absence of message, you better have a lot of money. And Hillary Clinton, with all the money she had, still couldn't get over the hump because her message was so bad.
But also, at the same time, Bill, there was just absolute brilliance on the Trump campaign. You know, we had, in the final bunch there, we had Kellyanne Conway, David Bossy, and Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon,
and
right.
They figured out with all... With polling and analysis that Minnesota and Michigan and Pennsylvania were up for grabs. And Hillary Clinton didn't even visit there.
Right.
In the end, it was message, absolutely. But it was also taking the president to those markets that were never even realized to be up for grabs so he could deliver the message. The problem we have in 2020 is they're not going to make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at the things we never do well, and that is get out the vote. That is busloads of people. That is raising more money. And because Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, you know that the Democratic candidate is going to be all over those states.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, to make up for what didn't happen in 2016, I mean, the war is set. There's no doubt about it. But Donald Trump is the kind of businessman that is non-traditional. He's not going to rely on these brainiacs, these advertising agencies that want to get their 15% commission for all the media purchases of television. You're going to have people that be able to do the ground game. The hand-to-hand combat game that needs to take place, and in massive numbers, because the Democrats are doing it. And if you're not going to match it, you're going to just give away. You're just giving ground away, are you not?
That's right. And I got to tell you, just from what I see from the inside, the people who are running the president's campaign, they're thinking exactly the way that you want them to think. They're thinking exactly the way that I want them to think. The problem we have is these were congressional elections. These were House and Senate elections. They were run by 100-plus Beltway geniuses who wanted to make as much money as they could off of the percentage they get from television buys. It was about making money for the consultant class, not about winning the election. When the president's in charge, when his people are in charge, they're not going to be listening to 100-plus Beltway geniuses. It's going to be his team. It's going to be their strategy. And I have faith, by the way, that the House of Representatives, Democrats, are going to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. That's what we need. We need Nancy Pelosi in there because she'll be great to run again.
Exactly. So what's your prediction over the next couple of years of this administration? How does Trump move forward?
I think he's going to be looking a lot at international relations and trade affairs because that's where he's working with the Senate more than the House. I think he's going to be looking at the judicial system, justices, and hopefully in the Supreme Court, and also judges in the federal courts, where he'll be working with the Senate. And frankly, I believe he'll be looking at an infrastructure bill. There are Democrats in the House of Representatives who are very interested in the infrastructure. And in fact, infrastructure is one of the topics that people are frustrated about because Nancy Pelosi hasn't been interested in it. But she's got 16 or so Democrats who signed a letter saying they're not going to support her, and she's going to need Republican votes in order to become Speaker. She'll get them only if she commits to an infrastructure bill, and the president will be on top of that as well.
Yeah, so she's going to have to wheel and deal with somebody, either these new progressives in her party or some Republicans, to make sure that she's got her hand on the gavel. Right now, she's talking like she doesn't need Republicans, but we'll see what happens when push comes to shove. As she said, she knows how to do math, so she knows how to add numbers, so we'll see how that works out. What about health care, Michael? We've got about a minute left.
I'm not confident about health care, Bill. My family's health insurance is a mess.
Yeah, you told me about last time.
And everybody I talk to, everybody I talk to in business, they're always a mess. And I don't have faith in the House of Representatives to get together on health care in any way, shape, or form. But you know what, Bill? That means nothing has changed because they've never been able to get ahead of it. They've never been able to get on top of it, even when the Republicans are in charge. I think health care is going to be an issue in 2020 as well.
Probably immigration still, huh?
Absolutely. But, you know, the president's on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to trade and immigration, the president has been thinking about those issues, saying the same thing for decades. And I think he's been right all along.
That's great. Well, Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor, on Bill Martinez Live. All the best to you and your family. Have a great holiday, Michael. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Thanksgiving night shooting at a mall in Alabama leaves two people injured and the gunman dead. This witness describes what she heard.
As soon as everybody started screaming, they was like, shut the doors, shut the doors. So they did shut the doors to the mall, off to the store we was in.
Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says it didn't take long for officers to respond to the River Chase Galleria in Hoover.
We had two individuals. We know one was 18 years old, got into a physical confrontation somewhere near foot action in the common area between Foot Action and JCPenney's. We know that there was at least one of those individuals exchanged gunfire.
An 18-year-old was taken to the hospital in serious condition. A 12-year-old girl was also injured, but not seriously. The gunman was shot and killed by an officer as he tried to run from the scene. Hoover is located about 10 miles from Birmingham. Brookfield Properties owns the shopping center, and it closed the center for the rest of the evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Jordan Goodman with us right now, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance and all that good stuff. So when he talks, you need to listen, take notes, and get ready, because we got a lot of volatility happening in the stock market. The New York Times suggests maybe this is a warning about the economy. What do you say?
Well, typically the stock market goes down before the economy turns down. I mean, the economy is still doing quite well right now. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a very strong Christmas selling season here. Consumer confidence is high. Unemployment is low. Inflation is low. There's lots of good things out there right mm-hmm. now, Bill. Mm-hmm. But the stock market's fallen so sharply because it thinks this is kind of peak earnings and things are going to be slower in 2019 and potentially recession in 2020. So that's why the market's been down so much. That's the first reason, is the concern about peak earnings. The second thing is interest rates. The Federal Reserve looks like they're going to keep raising interest rates, even though the economy is clearly slowing, particularly in the interest-sensitive parts of the economy, like housing, mm-hmm. like auto sales, things like that. And the third thing that worries investors so much is the continuing, and I would say escalating, trade war with China.
Right.
I mean, over the weekend, Vice President Pence was with Chinese Chairman Xi in Papua New Guinea, and they were almost spitting at each other. they couldn't even have a communique coming out of it. Right. They disagreed. Everybody was also like ducking for cover here, you know. So
and that's okay. Look, that doesn't concern me. I know that concerns, you know, the market. People like, hey, let's play nice. Let's know what we're dealing with. But look, we're shuffling the cards a little bit. There's going to be a little stress going on. But I'm concerned that people want to look to the market and some of these you know, some of these analysts, like they're the ones that are setting policy. Because in the end run, if we're able to accomplish what President Trump is doing here, which is, oh, yeah, by the way, no other president in modern era has done this. This is going to, I see this as win-win for everybody, including the Chinese.
If they concede, I agree with you. If they back down. And then we lower tariffs, and they don't steal our technology, and they don't steal intellectual property, and all the things we're asking for, even some of them,
right.
That would be a huge win. That just hasn't happened yet, and we're running out of time. I mean, basically, we've got about a month to go before we put tariffs, 25% tariffs on everything coming in from China, something like $530 billion worth of goods. Right now, we're putting 10% tariffs on $250 billion worth of goods. So that's a big increase on
It's had a bigger impact on China, and they're starting to flinch a little bit. But,
absolutely.
You know, like anything, the Chinese are, you know, look, there's a lot of pride, a lot of ego, just like there is on our side as well. And so what Trump and Trump's a negotiator. He knows how to work this in such a way to where it can, it'll be good for them. Right now, it's a little stressful because you've got everybody peeking over their shoulder and making sure that, look, if somebody doesn't fold and do too much or doesn't do enough. And, of course, anything on Trump is going to be negative because that's the default position of the Main Street News.
Yeah, but I'm just saying investors are looking at
yes.
it. So, I mean, the companies that have large operations in China or sell to China
mm-hmm.
have been hurt a lot.
Right.
I mean, Boeing, for example. Well, one out of four planes that Boeing builds goes to China. That's just an example of the exposure they have to it. Those are the companies that have been hurt. Farmers who are losing a lot of exports to China are getting hurt. So there's a lot of pain, but
right.
I would agree with you. The Chinese are having even more pain. Our stock
right.
market's down maybe 1 or 2% from the beginning of the year. Theirs is down like 30%.
Right.
So
you talk about Boeing here, Jordan, in terms of what they've got to gain. If they don't have to give up as much intellectual property and be ripped off by the Chinese, you know, considering that one out of four of their planes, you say, are being built for, you know, for China.
Right.
I got to think that's a big win for Boeing. So, yes, it's tough. It's that grief to happiness ratio. Right now, we're in the grief
yeah,
side of it.
Definitely in the grief side, yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, that means the stock market. So the companies that have done the best so far this year are the ones that have done the worst since the beginning of October. You know, mm-hmm. Facebook, Apple, Google, Netflix,
right.
Amazon. Those five companies alone, the so-called FANG stocks,
right.
have lost over $1 trillion with a T, $1 trillion in market value in the last 2 months, basically. That is a mm-hmm. huge amount from five stocks.
Well, that'll teach them to mess around with our elections, maybe, huh?
Exactly.
I don't know. Just saying. Did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. That's
no, no. It's out there now. So I'm just saying, you want to be cautious. And I've said this before. You want to take some money off the table
mm-hmm.
and be conservative with at least some of it. Because I think there's further downside to be had here with these factors we talked about. I've mentioned a good alternative for people are these secured real estate funds mm-hmm. where you get an 8% yield.
You're right.
Where the price of it doesn't go up, doesn't go down over a one-year time frame. Website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com. So there are kind of hiding places where you can still earn a decent yield of your money without the volatility of stocks these days.
Right. And it's okay because it's probably going to be, like you said, we still got some rough waters to get through here. And even though the deadline is January the 1st, right? With this China deal, we could go another 60, 90 days beyond it. And, if we're lucky, but of course you're talking to optimistic Bill Martinez here, so that's my projection.
Well, I would say so. And then the other thing is if the Fed Reserve mm-hmm. says, well, maybe we don't have to keep it. It's clear they're going to raise rates in December. But then are they going to raise rates three more times in the next year?
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not necessary. The housing market's really getting hit. The car market's getting hit. I just don't think and inflation's going down. Oil prices have plunged
yes.
from like $80 a barrel to like $54 a barrel. That's deflationary. That's not inflationary. So mm-hmm. maybe the Fed will see that and say they don't need to raise rates as much next year.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, or at least give it some more breathing room. I mean, Donald Trump asked him last time, said, hey, guys, what team are you on here? Can you help us out? I mean, I'm not asking for $1 trillion of quantitative easing here, of printing new money, you know, but just give me a little bit of break here. We're trying to keep the economy going. And as you said, not everybody has benefited from this robust economy. There's gold in them, our hills, but, we still need to, get some of these sectors back on their feet again, do we not?
Well, the housing and autos are two of the biggest sectors of the economy.
Right.
And when you raise interest rates and mortgage rates go up to the highest rates in 7 years, and rates on cars go up as well, you sell fewer cars and fewer houses. And that has a what they call the multiplier effect. It's not only the houses themselves, but the carpeting and the furniture and the electronics and everything that goes into a new house. Mm-hmm. It has a big effect. So slowing those down does slow the economy.
Jordan, you mentioned the FANG stocks, and I kind of interrupted you there just a moment. But the reality is, the big question to you is, you know, why is it that they're taking a hit right now, seriously?
Well, each has their own case, but basically the feeling is they're going to be slowing down. Apple is probably the leader. Mm-hmm. And they had fantastic earnings, record earnings in their third quarter. But recently they've been ordering fewer iPhones from suppliers. Mm-hmm. And the feeling is they don't have anything fantastically new that's going to give them a real momentum. Mm-hmm. So that stock's gone from about 230 to about 180 in about a month. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big drop in a short time for a company that big.
Yeah.
It's just all based on the perception that they're slowing down in 2019.
I got to say, I was surprised they didn't take more of a hit over this, report that China had a bug in these iPhones. That,
right.
You know, they were spying on us. I mean, this is kind of like just what came and went. And, you know, Atlas shrugged and said, well, you know, the government's already violating my privacy, so why should I be concerned if China's violating it, right?
Exactly. So we'll see. But, I mean, when people have put so much money in these companies, in Facebook, in Netflix has been a big winner, and then they lose it that quickly, it discourages people. I think it may have some impact on the holiday spending season when people see the value of their portfolios going down. It has what they call the negative wealth effect. So we'll see if that has an impact.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll have to see, like you say, how that translates to Main Street. But it's starting to make people a little bit nervous, of course, because, the news is hitting it hard. Stocks are down. You know, when was the last time we heard, you know, Facebook, all these social media entities taking a hit like this? I mean, a $1 trillion loss. That sounds like big bucks. But, for them, it's like a hum, right?
Well, it's significant. It's definitely. I mean, Facebook's gone from 200 to like 120 in a short period. So they've all taken some pretty big hits. The employees get nervous about this. But the investors, they've been running for the hills and asking. And another thing, like pot, marijuana stocks,
yes,
were super hot.
Right.
And now they're really weak. And another one that's really got hit is Bitcoin. And the cryptocurrencies have just plummeted. I mean, Bitcoin's like down to 4,000. A year ago, remember, it was going up to 20,000. So
right,
it's down
exactly.
Like 90%.
Wow, what a roller coaster ride that's been.
It is. It really is.
Wow. Okay, look, we got to wrap it up. So you know where to go. Secured real estate funds, protect our money, be smart about it, right? Know what you know what you want to do, right?
SecuredRealEstateFunds.com for an 8% yield. And they can always find out more at my website, MoneyAnswers.com.
And how do they email you?
At MoneyAnswers.com. There's an Ask Jordan button. I get emails from you folks all the time.
There it is. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday, don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Prince Royce and Sprint introduce a new international promotion and sweepstakes. With Sprint, enjoy free calls and texts from the U.S. to Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and more destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean for 6 months. After, pay just $15 per month, plus your monthly service plan. Also, enter the Yebame Sprint sweepstakes for a chance to win devices, gift cards, and a trip abroad to visit family for one lucky winner. Enter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just use hashtag Yebame Sprint Sweeps plus your country code.
What's up? It's Prince Roy. I know how important it is to stay connected with family, especially during the holidays. Now with Sprint, I can call my family in the Dominican Republic for free. Be sure to head to getonsprint.com to learn about the sweepstakes for a chance to win an awesome trip to visit your relatives abroad, plus other cool prizes.
6 weekly and 1 grand prize winner will be chosen. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia, 18 and older, void or prohibited. Sweepstakes begins at midnight Eastern Time on November 12th and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2018. For official rules and complete details, visit YevameSprint.com. International long distance requires domestic service plan with primary usage within the United States. Restrictions apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. 'Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far to stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like it, something that's all for you, ladies and gentlemen, and all for you is focused on the families. Bob Waliszewski from PluggedIn.com. Also, he is the Director of Media and Culture. Mr. Robert, happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And I got to ask you before we talk about movies, are you still in Hawaii? Or?
Well, I've made it to the west coast of California, so I'm down in Oceanside hanging with my Marine buddies, you know, being a former Marine. So I'm real close to my old station where I was stationed here at the Marine Corps base in Camp Pendleton.
Once a Marine, always a Marine, right?
Always, exactly. Yeah, you never stop bleeding Marine, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So I'm I left the grandson and all the great memories of our 2018 time together in Hawaii, and so now in California with the youngest of the sons, spending some time with him.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so good fun. Hey, we got a lot to talk about here, with the holidays coming up, lots of DVD offerings and everything, stocking stuffers, so to speak. I just had a conversation with Kevin Sorbo about Let There Be Light, which is going to DVD. So, People of Faith got a lot of great options, DVD speaking-wise, to put into the stocking
absolutely.
This Christmas, huh?
As people like to put a little something in the stocking. If it's a decent DVD, a family-friendly DVD, makes a whole lot of sense. But before we get there, we'll talk about what happened over the weekend at the box office. And it was interesting. No surprise, The Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald came in at number one.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners who may not be aware, that's a J.K. Rowling's project, a prequel to her Harry Potter series. set in the 1920s. This one actually is set exactly in 1927. And Eddie Redmayne's character, by the way, he's a good actor. He plays Newt Scamander. He's a very good Harry Potter-esque wizard. Mm-hmm. He's been rescuing and protecting exotic mystical creatures that might otherwise go extinct. But this time around, he's recruited to combat a rising evil wizard named Grindelwald, played by Johnny Depp. He's a dark, dark wizard who believes that wizards are superior to humans and that humans should be exterminated or at the very least enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
Gave this one a 3. Bill, it's probably no surprise. The way I would say it, the easiest way when talking about family friendliness, is if families weren't comfortable with the Harry Potter series, they would have the same reasons to not be comfortable with the Fantastic Beasts. By the way, this is movie 2 in a projected 5-movie series.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were comfortable with Harry Potter, they're probably going to be comfortable with Fantastic Beasts as well. So it's an unknown entity to some degree, but at the same time, if you think Harry Potter, which is a very known entity, mm-hmm. it's very similar.
Yeah, we had a spiritual conflict that existed in Harry Potter, and is this as well, right?
Well, yes, and that's been the problem in the faith community on how to handle, because we know the Bible's very clear that witchcraft is condemned.
Mm-hmm.
In J.K. Rowling's world, witchcraft is both has its good side and its bad side, and she would condemn the bad, dark side of witchcraft, but she would say there's a good side where you use spells and castings and wands and all that for good purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, biblically, that doesn't stack up. But at the same time, there's been a lot in the faith community to say, hey, we can handle that in our family. We'll tell our kids real witchcraft is condemned, but this is an imaginary world, and if you want to go there in our imaginations, read the books, see the movies, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I see both sides of that equation, and I really think it's more of an individual family, know your individual kids, how involved are the parents in the process of watching or reading with their kids. All that makes a big difference when it comes to Potter and Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, the thing that was most amazing is as we recall when J.K. Rowling pulled out the Harry Potter series. I mean, a lot of kids started reading, so there was a positive response to that. So there was some some attraction that served some positive benefit there. But like anything, you always have to be careful, as we were talking about earlier, about the things that you consume.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to look at it. I've hit it with what I would call a hammer, but I've never hit the Potter series with a 18-pound sledge.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought that to do so was a bit overkill. But I definitely sounded a word of caution. I definitely said there were some things that if there was my kids, I'd want to make sure I was, reading with them. If we decided to go see the movies or rent the movies these days, I'd want to watch with them. I'd want to talk about it. I just wouldn't want to just say, hey, read the books, have fun. Hey,
right.
The movies, have fun. I want to be part of that process.
You're exactly right, because this opens up all kinds of conversation, does it not? I mean, here we are. We're talking about the spiritual impact that it has, and what a great opportunity. I mean, sometimes it's so hard to get, to have that opportunity to talk with your young kids. Hey, how'd it go to school today? It went fine. Did you meet any new friends? Well, kind of everything's very limited. Something like this that animates. I mean, this is the thing. The kids, they get this. This animates them. So now you have the opportunity in which to really, delve a little bit deeper into your child than the one-line answer.
Yeah. Well, the other movie that I actually want to talk about 3 more movies.
Mm-hmm.
I can fit them all in.
Right.
But spend a little more time on Mark Wahlberg's new
Instant
film.
Family.
Instant Family. Mm-hmm. I would say, Bill, that this is probably the best-hearted movie of this entire year for me, but yet a movie that I definitely had some issues with. Being the best hearted is not the same as a slam dunk for families. It's really, really not.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about Mark Wahlberg plays Pete. He and his wife Ellie flip houses for a living. They plan to move into their current 5-bedroom flip. It's a renovation project. It's going quite well. But Ellie's sister points out it's way too big for just 2 people, a couple like them who don't plan on having any kids. Except Wait, whoa. There's a look on Ellie's face. Are they planning on having kids? Well, it turns out that Pete and Ellie are deciding to have kids. They're going to adopt through the foster care program. And after dealing with some prerequisite meetings and paperwork, they meet this 15-year-old rebellious girl. She's got a bit of a chip on her shoulder. They decide, okay, we're going to do that. But it finds out she comes with two younger siblings.
Oh, but there's more.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah. So can they say yes to becoming parents of three kids, being an instant family of five? Of course they do, and it's the fun part, the humor part, the serious part, the you kind of get everything here about, and that's the part I really like. I really think there's some people who saw this movie over the weekend that are starting thinking about adopting from foster care, and that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But Bill, I'll tell you, I wish the director-writer who actually wrote it based on his own foster adopt, three kids for him as well, I wish he would have left 30 S words on the editing room floor. I wish he would have left some moral issues that he put in the movie on the editing room floor. I had some problems with this film, but again, I can't fault it for heart. It was so good, hearted movie, but I'd still gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing, unfortunately, in the culture that we have today, is that you've got people exploring the outer boundaries. And, you know, unfortunately, with Hollywood, it seems like the boundaries are way out there. And, you know, at a time when, you know, I think it's interesting, Bob, that we have the culture, you know, crying out for civility and a level of class and dignity. But then, you know, Hollywood doesn't get the memo. They continue to move forward, disconnected from that.
Yeah, and I do think, I mean, Instant Family came in at number 4 at the box office. It made almost $15 million. But I have to think that word of mouth among the faith community hasn't been really kind to it. You know, I mean, two gals meeting over their, you know, card at the grocery store and says, hey, have you seen it? Yeah, I did see that this weekend. Would you recommend it? I take the kids. I think they'd be like, God, we were really surprised how much foul language. No, I don't think I'd recommend it. I think we're going to see a lot of that. Had they cleaned it up, I think the faith community would be like, oh, yeah, you got to go see this movie.
Right.
You know, so anyways.
Well, I'm with you. Okay, we got more to talk about. What else?
Okay. A movie that came in at number 20, it's only in 25 theaters, but I want to talk about it because it's Thanksgiving, it come out more. It's called Green Book. Another really good-hearted movie that I can't wholeheartedly recommend it, but it's kind of a Driving Miss Daisy in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular movie, it's a white Italian guy driving an African-American pianist who really lived, Dr. Don Shirley, in the 60s, not only to get him to his concerts because he's such a fabulous pianist, but also to be a bit of a bouncer guard. Of course, they become friends at the end of the movie. I really like the relationship. I like what it has to say about race relations, et cetera. But once again, a little bit too much language and a little bit some moral issues that showed up in this film that were like, not squeaky clean. So another 2.5. So two good family, Instant Family and Green Book are both such good-hearted movies, and I wish I could recommend both. So.
Yeah, I got to tell you, with Green Book, I was surprised at the limited number of screenings. Maybe they're planning on rolling it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think that as of this Wednesday, even, we're going to see that get up and probably quadruple. But I don't know for sure, but I think that's the plan, is to get it out wide release by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, as much as they promoted it, you would have thought that would be the case. So we'll see how that plays out. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture, and, of course, head of PluggedIn.com, where you can get the latest reviews. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food.